Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this edition of the podcast, Tampa Bay rings the bell at the draft. The NFL reaches its highest payout ever reached, and the NCAA gets its name, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with their tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen as we have our May 3rd football history headlines. And we're going to start off back in 1910. The Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States is renamed the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, according to the U.S. Library of Congress. The organization was founded on March 31st, 1906, as football reform was called for by many, including President Theodore Roosevelt, and it was initially named the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States, IAAUS. That's just a mouthful to say. So at the organization's fifth annual conference, the IAAUS is renamed to the NCAA due to its increased growth and influence. Rules in other intercollegiate sports such as baseball, track, athletics, and basketball are also subject to discussion and reform. May 3rd, 1977. The headline, long waiting period comes to an end for prize USC back. And that was the headline in the Longview News Journal in Longview, Texas, the day after the first round of the 1977 NFL draft took place. It's also our football history headline of the day. Yes, May 3rd, Ricky Bell from USC was the first pick by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFL draft. The career of Bell lasted through the 1982 season. However, it has not been placed in the Pro Football Hall of Fame thus far. But the second overall selection was. Tony Dorsett from the University of Pittsburgh was picked by the Dallas Cowboys, who accomplished quite a bit of maneuvering to get into that position to be able to select that outstanding halfback. So far, according to the ProFootballReference.com, Dorsett is the only player from the 1977 NFL draft class that's been enshrined in Canton, Ohio. May 3rd, 1979, the 1979 NFL draft took place, and Tom Cousineau from Ohio State was the first pick by the Buffalo Bills. The linebacker played in the league through 1987, enjoying a nice career, but so far has not received a gold jacket. The player from this 1979 NFL draft that are enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame are Dan Hampton, the defensive end from Arkansas, taken in the fourth pick by the Chicago Bears. The San Diego Chargers selection at number 13 of tight end Kellen Winslow, and the steal of the draft at the overall selection number 82 by the San Francisco 49ers, the Notre Dame quarterback Joe Montana, according to the PFR. May 3rd, 1992, the Ohio Glory wins a first WLAF, or World League of American Football game, after six opening losses, as they defeated the Frankfurt Galaxy 20-17. And fortunately, that was the only Columbus, Ohio-based team's franchise's victory, as they disbanded months after the season. They went 1-9 that inaugural season, per the Fun While It Lasted website. May 3rd, 2018. It's a payday. High water mark set. The Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan becomes the NFL's first $30 million per year season player after agreeing to a $150 million contract extension for 5 years. The Falcons signal caller, according to an article in Chicago's Tribune, became the highest paid player in the league history for at least a while. At that time, Ryan had been in four Pro Bowls and had tossed for over 41,000 yards and over 260 touchdowns. And he's much more than that now, but he's not the highest paid player anymore. We'll learn about that in an upcoming journal entry. Now let's go to some birthdays of Hall of Famers for this May 3rd, and we'll start off in 1927. Columbus, Georgia. Bobby Davis, the Georgia Tech tackle from 1944 to 1947, was born. The National Football Foundation's bio on Bobby says that the 6'4", 220-pound freshman phenom stepped right into the varsity lineup as he combined foot speed and unusual strength to reach ball carriers and hammer them to the grass. As a senior in 1947, Davis played one of his best games for the Yellow Jackets as they blanked Duke 7-0. That day, Davis stopped four Duke scoring threats, twice nailing the ball carrier inside the Tech 5-yard line. His coach, Bobby Dodd, said, "His tackle play was the finest I saw in any game." The opposing coach, Wallace Wade of Duke, agreed, calling Davis a truly a great tackler. Davis was a four-year starter for Tech, winning all Southeastern Conference honors in each of his three final seasons and claiming All-American laurels as a senior. Bobby Davis was honored with induction to the College Football Hall of Fame in 1978 after the National Football Foundation tabulated up their votes. After graduation, Davis played pro ball for the Boston Yanks before entering into the U.S. Army. May 3rd, 1941, Mount Holly, New Jersey. Penn State's brilliant end from 1960 to 1962, Dave Robinson arrived into the world. The NFF shares that Robinson was an All-America player in 1962. Dave also had been elected to the Gator Bowl Hall of Fame, and in 1962, the Newark Athletic Club named Robinson the College Player of the Year. The Philadelphia Sports Writers Association named him the College Lineman of the Year as the Nittany Lions had a 24-8 record in his 3 years and won two Lambert trophies as the best team in the East. That's all per the National Football Foundation. Dave Robinson received the great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1997. In 1963, the Big End was picked by both the Chargers in the AFL and the Packers in the 1963 drafts. He, of course, chose Green Bay and the NFL and played outside linebacker for Vince Lombardi's team, playing on three straight NFL championship squads from 1965 to 1967. And then he was on two Super Bowls, Super Bowl I and II winning teams that took the title for Green Bay. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says he intercepted 27 passes for 449 yards and scored one pick six. And Dave Robinson was selected for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2013. And if you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did today, you need to check out newspapers.com, because at newspapers.com you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the US, Canada, England, Scotland, and Ireland, and more, dating back to 1798 all the way to yesterday. Get a free 1 week subscription at newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Yeah, and check out that sportshistorynetwork.com after you sign up for the newspapers, because there are some great podcasts there with my partners. There's about 20 of us now putting podcasts on there on a daily basis. We're just feeding that sports history, the headquarters of sports yesteryear, building it up so we have more and more and more, and we want more and more people to come and join us because we really enjoy presenting it. It's really a great time, and you're really getting some great factual sports history, and that's always important because there's a lot of stories to be told in sports history. And if you want to look at strictly football history, check us out at pigskindispatch.com, and we have all kinds of articles. Every day we have at least one new article coming up, many times two or three, so check us out. We have all kinds of great football history, and use that powerful Earl to Go app that we have under our search engine in our search box that goes in that search engine and just finds all the great sports football news that you want to have right on our pigskindispatch.com search box, everywhere from the Sports History Network, including pigskindispatch.com, so you can find the answers to just about anything you're looking for in the game of American football. So check that out. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.